This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by CHS. I'm Riley Smith. The November Farm Labor Survey shows wages rising in 2025. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
The November Farm Labor Survey shows farm worker wages are heading up in 2025. The cost of farm labor is yet another rising supply cost for farmers and ranchers, particularly for farm workers hired through the H-2A visa program. Samantha Ayoub, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the recently released Farm Labor Survey gives us a snapshot of labor costs across the country.
The November Farm Labor Survey release told us that combined field and livestock worker wages were $18.12 nationally, up 3.2% from the 2023 release. However, no one realistically pays the national wage, so regionally there was an average of about a 4.5% increase in regional wages.
Ayoub said wage rates differed dramatically across the country.
There was actually a decrease in the Lake region, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, down 2% to $18.15. But then we have places like the Southeast, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, with nearly 10% increases. California is finally not the highest paying state in the country. They've been surpassed by Hawaii at $20.08, up 7.2% from 2023.
Ayoub said this report will be used to calculate the adverse effect wage rate for 2025.
The Farm Labor Survey's combined field and livestock worker wage becomes the adverse effect wage rate that DOL uses for six different standard occupation codes, and that's going to comprise 96% of H-2A workers. In December, they will post the adverse effect wage rate, which is in essence copy and pasted from the Farm Labor Survey, and that will become the field and farm worker wage for H-2A workers.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.